This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So when you're going through a season that feels tough personally or as a family, even as a church, how do you pull yourself out of that time? Because it can be very simple to say it just through Jesus, which is true, but practically what does that look like for you?
I'm pretty good at walking and praying. You know, I've learned to hold my tongue. You know, probably when I was younger, I would have rung a couple of girlfriends and, you know.
Had it out.
But I'm really blessed now that my children are really close friends. You know, it's beautiful, and my husband. I walk and pray, and I really do. When there's something that's really like turmoil in my heart, I just get out the door. And I pray, I walk along the beach. We're blessed to live on the Central Coast. And I just pray until I feel there's some sort of release in myself. Because I'm a soft person, so I pick up atmospheres in rooms. And so that's a good thing, but it's also I can tend to take it all on board and, you know, I want to make sure everyone's okay. And that can actually become quite a weight. So walk and pray is my thing.
Yeah.
That's what I do. And, you know, this way you need to exercise. You need to get out. You need to kind of get your mind off the thing and keep disciplining yourself to keep bringing it to God. I can see why the Bible says cast your cares because you've got to, it's active. You've got to cast them. It's not just like, oh, Jesus has got it. No, you've actually got to, like, physically almost throw your cares on him, because we're pretty good at holding them ourselves, I think.
Yeah, and it forces you to open out again, and particularly as senior pastors, to say that you take it all on board, and you can take it all on board. That's a big responsibility.
Yeah.
How have you as a senior pastor preserved your kind of personal identity as well as being that of a leader and somebody that does carry a large body of people?
I'm just me. I'll do my best in whatever situation, you know, and in the end, I'm not people's saviour. You know, my job is to point people to Christ, and that really protects me. The other thing, we're really blessed, the founding pastors of our church, when I'm having a really bad day, I'll go and have a cup of tea, and we'll sit on their veranda, and they're like, just talk to us,
darling. Oh, I love that.
I know, it's a blessing. I think it's always good to have people in your corner who you can be real with. And do you know, in our church too, you know, we say to our church, this isn't a church for perfect people. I also say to them, if you want to be really thin, this is not the church for you either, because we love to eat.
Too many group family dinners?
Totally. That's great. We are a table church. We're not an event church.
Right.
We do a lot around tables. I just think that we've got to have people that we can be very real with. And why I said that is, you know, I think our congregation, and we say, come as you are. If you're expecting a perfect church, you need to go somewhere else, because that's not us. And we're going to be quite real with people. We don't tell them everything, you know, if we're going through hard things, but we don't pretend that life is like Disneyland every day.
Yeah.
Because it's not.
That's
not
true.
Real.
Yeah, it's not real. And seeing someone like yourself be real about all of those things, as you have been today too, we really appreciate it, Darlene.
Oh, you're welcome.
I've so enjoyed chatting with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.